ethics of growing brain cells. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Parkinson's disease causes thousands of brain cells to mysteriously die off. But according to Ronald McKay, a neuroscientist at the National Institutes of Health, scientists are developing techniques to grow replacement cells using seeds called stem cells.
Stem cells exist in most adult tissues, and they also exist during early development. And they have this remarkable feature that they know what to do, that they can construct the tissue, and they can construct functional tissue.
He says studies on mice show that the most promising kind of stem cells come from embryos. But ethical issues still prevent human embryonic cells from being studied widely. A solution could be using stem cells from the Parkinson's patients themselves.
It would be ideal for ethical reasons. It would also be ideal from a technical point of view, because you would end up with cells that were really identical to your own cells, and so you'd overcome all kinds of problems with immune rejection. And my own view is that will be done.
But it's a long way off, and the stakes are high. Eventually, stem cells could not only help treat Parkinson's, but also a variety of other ailments, from diabetes to heart disease. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.